A chemical compound that's been linked to a number of health problems in animal studies may also damage tooth enamel in humans. BPA is found in many resins and plastics that people use every day, such as water and baby bottles and food containers. BPA, or bisphenol A, can leach from the plastic and into food, water, or snacks, and from there, into us. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control survey in 2003-2004 found detectable levels of the chemical in 93% of more than 2,500 urine samples tested. It can also contaminate the environment, with countless plastic bottles littering many landscapes and waterways. The NIH, the National Institutes of Health, says animal studies indicate BPA may cause adverse effects, such as obesity, behavioral changes, diabetes, early onset puberty, asthma, cardiovascular diseases, reproductive disorders, and development of prostate, breast, and uterine cancer. It adds there is reason for concern, especially for parents, because some animal studies report effects in fetuses and newborns exposed to BPA. There's ongoing research on whether BPA does indeed affect people the way it can animals. French researcher Sylvie Babico is the lead author of an article on BPA appearing in the American Journal of Pathology. She says BPA is an endocrine disruptor.
An endocrine disruptor is a substance that disturbs the endocrine systems, that mean hormones, in humans as well as in progeny.
The endocrine system is a series of glands, such as the thyroid, pituitary, and adrenal, which release hormones affecting sexual development, growth, and metabolism. And these hormones go everywhere in the body. Some chemicals can make their levels go up and down. Babico and fellow researchers are now trying to confirm that BPA can damage tooth enamel. She says they were tipped off about the possible link by others studying the effects of endocrine disruptors on lab animals' reproductive systems.
They found that the rats exposed to low doses of endocrine disruptors presented white spots on incisors. They call us, and we studied these white spots and found that there was an enamel hypomineralization due to endocrine disruptors exposure.
In other words, BPA, circulating in the body, can adversely affect cells that produce tooth enamel, making it fragile or brittle. The question is, are those white marks now showing up on human teeth as well?
It is probably a problem because things and foods contain BPA, and we are probably all exposed to BPA. And it has been shown, at least with experiments on animals, that BPA can cause a lot of defects, and teeth are one additional target of BPA.
Analysis of the rat's teeth shows similar characteristics found in about 18% of children between the ages of 6 and 8. These kids may have teeth that are extra sensitive to pain or more liable to get cavities. It's believed humans are most sensitive to BPA in the first years of life. Further study is needed, but those white streaks may be an indication of early exposure to the chemical. Since BPA can disrupt estrogen levels in animals, there's concern that could affect men's reproductive health. Men do produce estrogen, but usually in much lower levels than women. However, Babico says that's not been confirmed and is difficult to prove.
It is possible, but not demonstrated in humans, of course, because we are all subjected to many endocrine disruptors, and it is difficult to be sure that BPA is the only one that is responsible for the reproductive defects. It is difficult to know precisely if BPA is the only one or if it is acting in combination with other molecules.
Concerns about BPA have led to the production of BPA-free plastic products. Europe banned baby bottles containing the chemical in January 2011. The U.S. took similar action in July of last year. While the Food and Drug Administration began voicing concerns about BPA in 2010, it has not officially reversed its 2008 decision declaring BPA safe. France, intends to extend the BPA ban to all food containers in July 2015. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.